Larry Platt co-authored Stuart Scott's memoir, Everyday Fight, and he's on the phone right now. Larry Platt, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So you spent the last days and times with Stuart Scott writing these memoirs?
Yeah, really the last year. We started it about a year ago when Stuart said he didn't want to write a typical sports media memoir. He wanted to do something raw, that kept it real, and that wasn't so much about a guy facing death, but that offered sort of a prescription for how to live.
And you start that right from the cover shot of Stuart Scott, with the writings on his arms and that look of a fighter, isn't it?
Yeah. There's a shot of him. I love this shot. In marker on his arms are two sayings: making a difference and kicking cancer's ass. And you know, you can make the argument that he ended up after a 7-year battle succumbing to cancer, but he doesn't make that. Nor did he make it in his ESPY speech last July when he said, "When you die, it does not mean that you lose to cancer. You beat cancer by how you live, why you live, and the manner in which you live." And the whole point of the book is to show that here's a guy who didn't cheat life. I've never met someone who got more out of each day, even if he didn't have an overabundance of them.
Mm-hmm. Larry Platt, the most amazing thing, in my opinion, was to see him after chemotherapy in the ring and kickboxing. Now, I've never had chemo. I hear that it really zaps your strength, and I have been in the ring, and I know the most difficult thing to do in the world, bar anything, is to get in that ring and fight. And I just can't imagine how he did that after going through chemo. He was in the ring.
Yeah, as soon as he got diagnosed in 2008, he made a commitment to himself that within 30 minutes of every 4-hour chemo infusion, he was going to be in the ring doing mixed martial arts. And some days he did mixed martial arts, and then later in the day would do P90X at home. And,
wow.
And
booyah.
Yeah, exactly.
Booyah, indeed.
And you know, I saw him work out, and I've, like you, have never had chemo, but I couldn't do that workout on any day.
The most difficult workout in the world is to go in that ring.
Exactly.
And P90X.
And P90X. Yeah.
That's right. His motivation for it from the very beginning was for his daughters. He wanted them to see him fighting, because from the very beginning of the 7-year battle, he was very conscious. Again, this is why he wanted to write the book. Very conscious of leaving them a document of how to live your life. And that's what him being in the ring was, to show them that he was fighting for them.
And, you know, he changed the face, obviously. We know this now. Changed the face of sports on television. How did he change you?
Well, it's interesting. You can't sort of be this close to someone who's facing this kind of challenge and not look inward and ask yourself, you know, could I conduct myself with as much character and grace and courage if the situation were reversed? And I have to be frank and keep it as real as Stuart would have, that I don't score out great on that that exercise.
I don't think any of
you
us
know what
do.
I witnessed, and hopefully what the book captures, is this very special spirit.
Larry Platt co-authored Stuart Scott's memoir, Everyday Fight.
Everyday I Fight.
Everyday I Fight. I'm sorry. Everyday I Fight. Very interesting.
It's a great book. Very, very, very good.
All right. Congratulations, Larry Platt.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Rest in peace, Stuart Scott.
Booyah!
Booyah!